Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Be thou glorified in Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands to take your seat. Welcome everyone here again tonight in the precious name of Jesus. I just saw my interpreter from Germany, from Switzerland. You're welcome. Happy to see you. Hallelujah. Occupy till I come. This is part one, and it is the mandate. Please, we have some slight hitches in the interpretation that is meant to be going on. We had full assurance by yesterday morning that everything will be perfect before even the convention started, but we trust God to resolve it rapidly. Meanwhile, those around the, I know that French is available right now. French is should be on right now. The Spanish, the Portuguese, it's still, all right. So just go ahead and do what you can do while we fine tune the things. Luke chapter 19, verse 13. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. Occupy till I come. We're going to read the balance of the context tomorrow, but we'll just remain here tonight. Occupy till I come. Our objective tonight is to understand first what it means to occupy. Second is to understand the state, the diverse states of ministers of the gospel regarding the mandate. Different states. Thirdly, we shall understand the way to occupy. The first thing to note is that God owns the earth. Psalm 24 and in verse 1. It said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The earth does not belong to the devil. The earth does not belong to Satanists. The earth does not belong to globalists. The earth does not belong to politicians and political leaders of various nations. So nobody may make a law against God and it is correct. The earth is the Lord's. Secondly, God has the vision of overrunning the earth with his glory. Overrunning, drowning the earth. The Bible said in Numbers chapter 14 and in verse 21, if it was ever possible for God to swear, this was one occasion in which he literally swore. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. This earth must be filled with my glory, with who I am. Another way to say it is, except I am dead. Except I am a dead God. The only way in which Pakistan, Afghanistan, Iran, Saudi Arabia, the only way in which United Arab Emirates, the only way in which Germany, Honduras, Switzerland, Latvia, Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, America, Spain, the only reason why they will not be filled, Nigeria, the only reason why they won't be filled with my glory is if I am dead. If it is possible to have a dead God, then the earth can be filled with anything else. But if I am God and I live and I am on the throne, it doesn't matter how long it takes, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. And somebody is going to live here with an anger that says, I am not serving a dead God. I am serving a living God. I am serving a living God. And I take the challenge to walk with God to ensure the earth is filled with his glory. We're about to travel to a particular country some time to come. And they say the condition is so difficult to step in. And that, as a matter of fact, the door of that country is almost closing. Missionaries are leaving. That by next year, it may almost be totally closed. The conditions are so difficult to step in there. I told my wife, I said, we shall step in there before the door attempts to close and resist the closed door by the mantle. We said, we are going to go there. All we need is 100 foxes. That 300 foxes was what Samson used. All we need will just be a couple of 100 of the men of the indigenous of the land. Set them on fire and release them to set their lands on fire. My only challenge now is that I'm looking for the time. Because the only time available now is the time before going to Brazil and the USA. And then return back from there and 1 week later to Indonesia and then to Cambodia and then to Thailand. So I'm actually looking for the time now. But we're going to look for the time and go there. Do you understand what I'm saying? God is saying, if I am called a God that is alive, no nation can be closed against me. No nation can be closed against me. I am the God of the whole earth. I am the owner of the universe. No nation can be closed against me. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. So the first thing we said, that God owns the earth. Number two, that God has the vision of overrunning the earth with his glory. And number three, God raises men to occupy territories for him. He raises men, raises women to occupy territories for him. And as I speak, we read in Luke 19:13, he said, occupy till I come. Occupy till I come, occupy territories. And maybe before this week is over, we are going to be seeing that the occupation of territories is not just nations. And so it will be nations. It will be lands. It will be domains. All right? But beyond that, there are territories in the realm of
business, in the realm of finance, in the realm of politics, in the realm of industry, in the realm of entertainment, in various realms where God will send people and say, go into this sphere of influence and take it over, take charge.
Am I communicating at all? Listen, beloved brothers and sisters, it is time for the children of God to rise up and say, you know what? My father owns the property, and the tenant cannot determine what we do in the property. My father owns the property. My God owns the earth, owns the nation, owns this nation, owns this land, and no devil can determine what I do here. We're stepping into one country some time back. No challenge, just that people around there were trying to be funny in some little ways. You know, when at times they send the Spirit of God and the gospel and what is coming, there is some satanic resistance. So I looked at my wife and said, I have more right in this place than these people, all of them. They may be born there, but I have more right here. I am on the mission of the owner of this place. I am on the owner of this place sent me. Who are these people? You were born there, and so what? A tenant can have children in the house where he's renting. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? A tenant can give birth to children in a rented house. Does that make the children the owners of the house? She was so shocked. I said, I have more right here than any of follow any of. She nodded her head and said, that is serious life. I said, all right. Jehovah sent me. My father owns here. He can carry out his assignment anywhere on earth per time. With such audacity, we step in and walk without stoppage. I want somebody to get angry tonight. I want somebody to get angry tonight. And if all I came to tell you tonight is, God is depending on you to take charge of where you are on his behalf. I will soon tell you the meaning of occupy, but you know. But number one, take charge till I come. Be in control till I come. Take charge in the nation where you are. Take charge till I come. In the domain of influence where you are. Take charge till I come. The things I have appointed you to do, be in charge there till I come. That was why when we traveled out of this country, and somebody was making noise that this country belonged to whatever, and that Christianity said, we roared like a lion. We were not trying to practice. Who do you think you are? What kind of drug are you? You can make such a statement if we don't exist. If we are not here. No level of drowsiness can make a dog fall asleep on the bed of a lion. I Are you hearing what I'm saying yet?
I like you to rise with a cry in your heart. Oh my God, you gave me the assignment. I will not fail you. I will take charge in Germany. I will take charge in France. I will take charge in Nigeria. I will take charge of my domains of influence. I am taking charge. Is there somebody taking charge? Shout yes.
Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a louder amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. The reason why many of us are too careful is because we are not mandate conscious. We are not mission conscious. We are not assignment conscious. He said, I sought for a man. When God said, I sought for a man, he didn't say, I sought for some men. He said, I sought for a man. In other words, if you are the only one in your nation, you are enough. You are enough. You are enough. You are enough. If you are the only one in your family, you are enough. If you are the only one that God has in your community, you are enough. If you are the only one that God has in your field, you are enough. Stop looking for who will do it. The person you are waiting for is you. The time you are waiting for is now. How I wish Smith Wigglesworth is alive. You are to Smith Wigglesworth of today. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Occupy, take charge, fill the space till I come. Take charge 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 till I come. The commander is not in the field of battle. The line, the next in line of authority, take charge. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Lift your hands and say, in the name of Jesus, I am taking charge. I am taking charge until he comes. For as long as I am here, I am in charge. Take your seat. My trust in God today is that someone will leave here and go take charge. Kenneth Hagin saw a vision in which Jesus was talking to him. And suddenly a devil stepped in between him and Jesus and was making and was jesting and doing all manner of things. And he was not hearing Jesus' voice anymore. And that continued for a long time. He was watching. What's happening? Jesus is here, and the devil can be here. When that scenario finished and he was left with Jesus, he says, Lord, why did you allow the devil to interrupt your communication with me? Jesus said, I gave you the authority to deal with him. And the authority is with you, and I won't do anything about it. For as long as I have handed it over to you. I gave you the authority. And I trust in the authority. The authority I gave you is fail safe. It cannot fail. I manufactured the gun I gave you. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Are you hearing what I'm saying here? Many of us say we are waiting for God, and God said, I am waiting for you. We are saying, where is the God of Elijah? And God is saying, where are the Elijahs of God? I am looking for the Elijahs of God. If the Elijahs of God arise, the God of Elijah will show up. Take charge till I come. Take charge of that community till I come. Take charge in that village till I come. Take charge in that nation till I come. Take charge till I come. Many of us are not there yet. But that is the reason for this conference. That by the time God is through with us, on your way back to where you came from, the devils suddenly say, what happened to this man? What happened to this woman? What changed in this girl? Something has changed in this girl. Something has changed in this woman. Shout yes! Occupy till I come. Take your seat. Occupy till I come means don't live where you are the same way until I come. Don't live where you are the same way until I come. Function there till I come. Operate there till I come. Carry out necessary divine activities there till I come. Tomorrow, we're going to go further. When I came into the world, I did not live it how I met it. In the same way, don't live it how you met it till I come. Don't live your village how you met it till I come. Don't live your nation the same way you... Don't leave your community the same way you met it till I come. Don't leave that sphere of influence the same way you met it until I come. Don't allow it to be business as usual until I come. It was not business as usual in the temple while I was there. It was not business as usual in Israel while I was there. Don't let it be business as usual until I come. Somebody say a loud amen. In one of the villages, take your seat. In one of the villages, in one of the states in North Central, cultism took over the land. Little children, young boys, secondary school level boys, became cultists. They were terrorizing the whole town. What you might call gangsters. People were couldn't sleep at night. One of the young men here, a pastor in this commission, was in that village. Bernard, I don't know if he's here. He said he took the bottle of oil and patrolled the land. I said, can I be here? And this garbage and this rubbish is happening? Is it possible for me to carry a mantle and a thing like that is happening? He anointed the length and the breadth. Yes. What was happening there and what happened?
It was a ravage of cultism in the land, so much that the cultists told the parents to pack out of the land. Just
cultists told parents, people, pack out of the land.
They just in the afternoon, they would come out with gun, with cutlass, with ask, just moving about the territory. Told their parents, just evacuate, leave the territory. We are about to make this land a desolate land.
That is how the devil operates.
Yes, sir. And I just made up my mind. I said, no, I cannot be in this territory sent by this mantle and allow this demon operate in this land. So they brought light. I went on with bottle of oil. 12 midnight, I will go with bottle of oil.
And the whole land.
And I walk around the length and the breadth of the land.
In the face of this cultist.
Passing through the river.
Yes.
I will go through the water, go to the land, every junction, the four corners of the city, anoint the land. And to God who made it, the youth, we empowered. I called the youth.
He called the youth of the land.
Called the chief
versus
of
the cultist.
I called the chief of the land. And the chief came to the office. I prayed for the head of the youth in the community. Lay hand upon him. I gave him some instruction. I said, this is what we need to begin to do from now henceforth. And before you know it, what happened next was that the youth ganged up together and made up their mind they are going to chase this boy out of the
no
land.
No cultism in the land.
I went to the leader of the, one of the leader of the red group. I went to his house. I charged to his room.
The
I said,
leader of the cult.
What are you doing in this land? This is your land. And where will you return to say you want to call a village? So it cannot happen. So when I met with him, prayed with him, the youth in the land made up their mind with the elders. I had meeting with the elders and they said, from now henceforth, anybody who operate cultism in this land will be given to, will be last 12th stroke of Cain.
Physically.
Physically. They were lying down flashing. And it started happening in the community. Before you know, peace came upon the
cultism
land.
Cultism ended.
And
I cannot be here and you make the land uninhabitable. Are you here today? I release upon someone here the mantle of vengeance and the mantle of fire to take charge of your territory, to take charge of your community, to take charge of your domain of influence. In the name of Jesus, I decree that we shall not leave the lands the way we met them. We shall not leave the lands the same way. We are going to chase banditry from our territories. We are going to chase banditry from our territories. We are going to chase killers and kidnappers from our territories. Somebody shout glory!
Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. What is occupied till I come? Don't leave where you are the same till I come.
Number three, it means
decide the direction of things till I come.
Decide the direction of things
till I come.
Where necessary, change the course of direction of things
till I come. Till I come.
Establish righteous legislation
till I come.
Legislate righteously here
till I come. Till I come.
In Daniel chapter 6 verse 26, there was legislation in the land of Babylon because there was a man called Daniel. He said, I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God and steadfast forever, and his kingdom that we shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. We are making laws that is affecting the whole land because there was a man called Daniel who decided to occupy in the political realm, occupy in the financial realm, occupy in the spiritual realm in Babylon. Laws were changed. Statutes were changed. The laws of the Persians and the Medians that altereth not was changed because there was a man who was in charge. Beloved brothers and sisters, you are not under the mandate, the obligation to obey any law that is not righteous. The only law you have the right to break is the law that is anti-God. Keep all laws of the land. Reject every law that is against God. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Not just reject the law, change the laws. There is something we call righteous rebellion. You rebel in righteousness. You understand what I'm saying? The daughters of Zelophehad said that how can they say that only men should inherit the inheritance of their fathers? The daughters of Zelophehad, they said, our father has no son, he has only daughters, and if our father dies, And since he has no son, we can have no inheritance. The property of our father will be distributed to his brothers, and the name of our father will perish in the land. This cannot be.
Moses went to God, and God said, they speak right. They are right. They are right. From this moment forward, there is a change of legislation. Daughters shall inherit their father's properties. Ay, 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 ay. Those law, those girls change a law. Are you seated here today? You are empowered to change laws, to change ordinances. Whether you are in the system or outside the system, you are empowered to change the laws. You are empowered to change the ordinances. He said, occupy till I come. You know the meaning? Have it the way you want it till I come. Have it the way you want it till I come. Let it be the way it ought to be till I come. Have it the way you want it till I come.
When we built our church in the Rewa, they came around and they were demolishing churches in that area. And somebody ran to me. You see, they are demolishing churches in this place. And they said our church, well, not our church, Devil's Church was marked for demolition. In fact, somebody said it was already carried in paper and brought it to me. He knew of the paper. It's already carried, our church. The man was quaking. He said he's coming from the place where they do those things. And they have he's concluded. I patted him on the shoulder, said, calm down. Calm down. Ay, 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 ay. I told him, I said two things. Number one, nobody built this house for us. Jesus said, no man taketh my life from me. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up. If this house needs to go down, nobody will bring it down for us. If we decide, we bring it different. Go and rest. Lose no sleep. If I had lost my sleep, you should lose your sleep. Brought some boulders as they were grounded in front of the place there. Two boulders are grounded in front there. Demolitions were left, right, and center, everywhere. See, it's not possible. I told a man, I said, those who are talking demolition, we are here before they came into power. We will be here when they have gone. Is that not true? We are here before they came. When they have come and gone, we will still be here. Who will outlast them? They are temporary excellencies. We are an eternal excellency. The joy of many generations. Hey! 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 Are you here? Shout the loudest amen. Shout a believer, say amen. A louder believer, say amen. If you believe that God is about to use you to change laws, shout the Lord must say amen.
You know, the way we function and operate, taking charge of destiny, righteous rebellion, is a message to listen to. You know, the way we function and operate, all manner of devils are looking for where to confront. One day, somebody in the last administration, one working in the highest office, ran. They say, hey, they said this, they said that, they said this, they said that. The person is in the service now as I'm talking. Total panic. I said, calm down. Calm down. They haven't burned the person. The plot of that time is an eternity.
the chief architect. If I go into details, you will know. So I will stop here. Are you following what I'm saying here today?
In the name that is above every name, every space God has given you in the land of the living, no devil shall shift you from there. No devil shall shift you from there.
When Pablo Yedeko stepped into Kaduna for the first time, they came and said they don't want church in residential area. Where you are is residential, I said. The person they sent from the other religion said, go and tell who sent you. Are your mosques in the bush? Go and tell them that we are here. The man began to say, I'm sorry. He took his hand, held it like this, and flung it back at him. Say, you are a dead man if you dare what I said. He said, I'm not the one who... He said, they sent me, sir. They sent me. Say, I'm not the one. They sent me. They sent me. Okay, go and tell your senders. We are too gentle. We are too patient, and we are too permissive. I'm looking for the right word. We are too docile. We are too compliant and complacent with the devil, and they throw everything upon us. It's a new day. It's a new day.
Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Say in the name of Jesus. 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 I am taking charge for my God. I am taking charge for my Maker. In the name of Jesus.
Take your seat. Can I finish this at least tonight? What it means to occupy. Number one was what I said. Take charge. Number two, don't live where you are. Number three, decide the direction of things. Number four,
have it the way
you want it. Proceed. That number four means proceed unstoppably, irresistibly. Be irresistible till I come. Be unstoppable till I come. Still under number four. Have it the way you want it till I come. Do as occasion bids you. Till I come. Acts chapter 4 verse 16. The people said, what shall we do about us? What shall we do about these people? Because that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it. These people are unstoppable. These people are irresistible. These people are indomitable. What do we do about these people? There is nothing we can do about these people. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 7, Samuel was telling Saul, let it be when these signs are common to thee that thou do as occasion serve thee, for God is with you. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Pastor Robert Kayanja, Bishop Kayanja, our very good friend and associate, said, you are showing me many, many things. I said, why? He said, you are the only one that does crusade on Monday. He said, who does crusade on Monday and expect people to come? Crusade is Friday, Saturday. It's Sunday. He said, you will finish crusade on Monday and Tuesday, and people and most multitudes will gather. Wednesday, Thursday. Any day you want to finish crusade, any day. I told him, even me myself, I didn't see crusade on even Saturday, Sunday evening. That is any day that is free is crusade day. We were in New York on Monday. Is that right? You were there. We were in New York on Monday. Was it Sunday or Monday? Sunday evening? Monday. We were in New York on Monday. I called you from where? I called you from Jalingo. And I said, I gave him 2 days' notice that we'll be in New York on Monday. I said, how is it going to be? He said, it is done, sir. that is 2 days' notice. People on the road. There's overflow on the other side that nobody is seeing. He said, you are the only one that can do crusade any day you want, anytime. In Germany, this is my German interpreter. Send the word of greetings to Germans in German language and tell them where you are.
Ja, ich grüße euch aus Abuja, aus dem Glory Dome. Es ist überwältigend hier, die Herrlichkeit Gottes ist hier. Gott ist hier und der Mann Gottes spricht direkt vom Himmel. Ihr müsst das alles sehen, live hier. Gott ist an diesem Ort.
Give the Lord a praise. One day were we in Berlin. We were in Berlin. What day of the week? Wednesday and Thursday morning. The Wednesday evening attendance was the same like Thursday morning. Thursday morning. Thursday morning was Oyibo land. Crowded, full. He was there with his wife. Happy to see you again, sir. He was right there with his wife. He came all the way from, he was there.
Yeah, I was very touched by the glory of God, by the faith for revival, by the passion. That's what needs to spread all over Germany. That's why I'm here.
That's why it's here.
To support it.
That's why it's...
Multiply it all across German-speaking nations.
Everything, it came because this thing needs to spread. That is Thursday morning. I was wondering, didn't they go to work? What happened? Didn't they go to work? We were there till about 1 p.m. By the time we were reaching Latvia, it was almost 10 in the night. And they waited. The pastor told me in Latvia, he said it's 7 p.m. They want to close the service. That people don't stay in service beyond 7 p.m. I said, can you tell them to hold on a small? I said, let me come and just say, let's say the grace. Let me just say, praise the Lord. The Lord bless you. Let's see tomorrow. He said, all right, I'll try. He tried, and when we came, the people were there. And we were together for another 1 hour. And they were there since 5 p.m. Miracles, signs, wonders, move of the Spirit of God. Operate irresistible, unstoppable. Have it how you want it. Don't let the situation determine your vision. Let the vision decide the situation. Are you hearing what I am saying here today? In the name of Jesus, I speak to someone here. I prophesy to someone here. From this moment forward, you proceed unstoppable. You proceed irresistible. You proceed indomitable. You believe it, shout the loudest amen. Let me say one and then we'll stand up and pray. Occupy will I come. Number five means, you know, occupation is a military word. When they say the occupation, that is those who came and took over the land or just occupy us. That is most times in the negative sense. But we are doing in the positive sense for God. Number five is compel the submission of the territory until I come. Territorial submission. Compel the attention and compel the submission of the territory, of the nation, of your generation until I come. Compel. Enforce submission until I come. Don't let no territory override you. Compel the submission of the territory. In Matthew chapter 3 and in verse 3 to verse 5, John the Baptist compelled the attention of the whole territory. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about. He compelled the submission of the whole of the territory. Like I said some time back, we preach to people, John preached to cities. They came, cities, whole cities came. Paul the apostle was the same. Acts chapter 13 verse 44. The Bible said concerning Paul the apostle, when he went, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. He compelled Paul the apostle. Compelled the submission. This is what this means. That you cannot be in a land and the land is not aware. We are not dealing with the size of the land. So don't say, okay, no. You can't, if you are in a village, the village must be aware. You are in a city, the city must be aware. You are in a state, the state must be aware. You are not seeking publicity. You are not seeking notoriety, but you cannot help it. There is something about the mantle you carry, about the grace of God you carry, that compels submission, that provokes the attention of the territory. Somebody say yes. Somebody say, I believe it. Somebody say, I believe. When we went to the Philippines this year, February, from the airport, it was very, very clear that the city was about to be routed. No, the Bible said, you are a city set on a hill. You can imagine if a city entered the town. You are a city. And you visited a village. That's eruption. From all the way from the airport. You were with us. All the way from the airport. You see, what is this? The whole city was there. People lined up by the roadside. All the way from the airport. They lined up by the police. Was asking for prayer. See the people on. They lined up by the roadside. Who do they know we are? Who told them? This is the afternoon side. We went to the crusade ground to pray on the venue
before the crusade in the evening, then cancer is healed. Then paralysis is healed. Then healing, miracle things are happening. And it's not crusade time yet. Tumors disappeared. Cancer healed in the afternoon. I know it wasn't crusade time yet. Then comes the crusade time. They have not seen such a crowd gather in their city. That is the mayor of Pagadian. We have not seen a thing like this even for 50 years. For as long as they know. The same ground that we had the program, there was like an overflooding of the beach there that affected that land 50 years before. It was almost like an anniversary. And now it was a flood of the spirit, a flood of revival that came. One night, one morning, they can't recover. That's why I know that it doesn't take more than 24 hours to change a place. One night, one morning. One night, one morning. On our way the following day, the mayor followed us to the airport. Followed us into the plane. God filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues at the airport. The mayor represents the city. That was ministry, not just to the individuals, but to the city. If it was possible, he would have followed us to Manila. Bicolandia, explosion. Manila, explosion. By the time we left, they said that mayors and governors started going to church by themselves the next Sunday to give their life to God. Because the next place we went, the governor was in the meeting. Man that was mad for 30 years. Wore his cloth and went to church on Sunday for the first time in 30 years. Back to his senses. We didn't minister to him directly. The climate of the whole territory and environment broke that devil in his head. Hey! In the name that is above every name. Jesus. One of the countries we went, I will not mention that the name. The president of the country. He said, I'm following the program. I'm watching it. I'm watching the program. He said, I would have come, but the last time he went to church publicly, their social media and all that attacked him and so on. They said he gave money to the pastor, or the pastor gave money to him, or somebody gave money to each other. That is why he's patronizing church and so on. So he said, for that purpose, I may not be able to come. Please send me prayer. Send me prayer. Record me a prayer and send to me. Which was what was done. President of a country. Am I communicating at all? Compel the submission. Brethren, something is about to happen all over the world. And because God knows that he needs to do something unusual in your life, you are about to leave here, and the territory where you have come from shall come under submission. They shall come under submission. They shall come under submission. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. 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 Shout the believers amen. Shout the louder believers amen. The loudmost believers amen. Shout amen like you are a believer. Number 6. Is connected to number 5, and I'll stop there and continue tomorrow. Occupy till I come, says disciple territories, nations, cities, communities till I come. Disciple your generation. Disciple a people. Disciple a city. Disciple a community. Disciple a generation. Disciple. Wherever you have been positioned, disciple them. Maybe it is a righteous colonization. Not the colonization that gives us the wrong impression. Disciple them with kingdom life, kingdom character, kingdom nature. We'll deal with that extensively. So, occupy till I come, he's saying, there is a people that I am handing over to your care. There's a people. There is a city. There is a nation. There is a territory. There is a community. There is a business sphere that I am handing over to your care. Take charge of them until I come. Disciple them until I come. Mentor them until I come. Tutor them until I come. Show them the way until I come. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Somebody shout a believer, say amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I receive that grace to occupy till you come. I receive the grace to occupy till you come. I receive the grace to occupy. Let me drop this seventh one. Then we shall go. Dismantle opposing territorial powers until I come. Break the rule and the reign of any other power over that place till I come. Break the rule, break the reign of any other power in that territory till I come. Cause demonic principalities to lose their grip over the territories till I come. Instill terror into powers of darkness where you are till I come. Thou son of David, art thou come to destroy us before the time? Mark chapter 3, verse 10 to verse 11. Mark chapter 1, verse 22 to 26. For he had healed an unclean spirit. When they saw him, they fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know you who you are. Let your appearance announce danger to demons. Let your presence be the signal of their destruction. Am I communicating? In your family, in your village, in your community, let the devil reign only in your absence. Let the powers of darkness be in charge only because you are not there. I came home from school one day, and I came to the toilet. I came home to the toilet. And they told, and they showed me a woman who was prophesying to everybody. And she was prophesying and bringing many prophecies to people.
If you remember, I am standing by my sister. That's why I'm standing like this. It's the same mother and father, right? So I came home. I think she was there at that time. And I mean, this woman was a prophetess, in quote. Mama, you remember, right? You remember? And there was this notable prophet of God, genuine, authentic prophet till today. He is a genuine prophet. This woman was bringing all manner of prophecies from all sources. And I was hearing the tongue she was speaking. And I said, this is not of God. So I told the prophet, I said, you are here and this kind of person is operating? He said, I said, she's not of God. He said, really? I said, listen to her again. We laid hands on this woman. You spirit of divination, get out. A whole community was deceived by, like, Simon the sorcerer. That power was broken. She did not prophesy another time for the rest of her life. No more prophecy. No more. It ended. It quenched. No, she's gone. For almost 30 years. That is, the operation continued for as long as we were not there. The others could have discerned if they were more rugged and maybe more forceful. Or maybe they discerned, but they didn't know how to go about it. But I don't know how to hide my things or pretend. It's just head on, full blast, full confrontation. The devil can operate, but not where you are present. The devil can rule and reign, but not while you are there. In our Area 1 church, they called something a church that was just sharing fence with us. This man was doing all manner of terrible, atrocious things. There are those who need deliverance. They needed to be given a bath or something, whoever they were. All manner of candles and all manner. Spiritual, terrible activity. When I got to know, I said, it is not possible. This is light and this is fence. This is darkness. No. Between me and between us and him, somebody must give way. And of course, it cannot be us. It was even thriving and bubbling. You are seeing people trooping. Ah. Long story, right? Made short. You remember, right? You were there. I went in there. The war, the declaration, decree was made. All of a sudden, whatever mantle or unction he carried died. He packed his load, ran out of town. Church closed. Now we have bought the land. He was renting the land. We are building there right now for our school. Yes. One day I was invited to come to minister somewhere. Are you okay with all of these stories? So that you can know how to go and show the devil the way out. Wherever he is illegally operating. This man was making a lot of news. The kind of people that will not go to normal church. That is wicked people that we know. They say so and so person, high ranking government, this one, that other. Wicked of all religions. They were going there. I think some past president, in fact, some who put this country in problem, they say they are his client. They were all comfortably go. Then this man sent me an invitation letter that I should come and preach in his place. Because I don't know what to call it. I should come and I told my wife, I said, what should we do? So we started to pray. Father, while we were praying, my wife saw a demonic shrine on the altar. He said, on this altar, I just saw something different. Doesn't look like of God. I said, really? The man knows that I am light and he's dark. He knows who I am and he knows who he is. And he's inviting me to come and stand on the altar to make it look like all of us are the same. I said, all right, I will go for only one assignment, to close the place down. Hey! Hey! When I stepped and I picked the microphone, the first statement, I think he regretted for the rest of his life. I continued. Fire, power, eruption. I declare everything I'm standing on that is not of God, close, end, empty. It ended. It ended like fire. Somebody later on came to me from the east. From, I think, Anambra State, came and met me in the office. He said somebody had invited him to that place to worship. The moment he stepped there, he knew that that place was not, he knew what it was. And he said, oh Lord, there are plenty of people here. Thousands have been deceived. Will you leave them like this? He heard the voice of God before he met me. He said, don't worry, I'm sending my servant there to liberate them. I'm sending my servant. He mentioned my name. After all has come and gone, that was when this man came from the east to tell me that because I'm sending my servant Paul, and he's going to go there and the people will be liberated. He said, so when he heard that I was invited there, he was very happy. And then when he realized that the place was no more, he said, so God spoke to him and that he was looking for the opportunity to tell me what God told him. The devil can only operate where you are not. I am not preaching this to impress you. I am preaching this because a mantle is coming upon you. Hey, I said something is coming upon you. I said something is coming upon you. God is about to send you on assignment to close evil shops. God is about to send you on assignment to close altars of darkness. God is about to send you on assignment to send the devil out of business. If you are the one God is speaking to, stand on your feet and shout and pray. Be upstanding with a louder shout of victory. Remain standing tonight. This is the introduction of Occupy Till I Come. A mantle is coming on you. And this need to happen because the world is filled with darkness. The time has come when we don't know the difference. Who is who and what is what? We need God. We need his help. We need his mercy. We need his power. Many years ago, I was preaching very, very brutally. Again, I will not mention him. And I was making declaration directed at an altar. And I said to God, if I am not of you, stop me. If he is not of you, stop him. Whoever is not of you, stop him. Ha ha.
Anyone who is not of you, stop him.
Stop the person.
Stop by enemies.
That was stopped long ago. Stopped long ago.
Something is coming upon you. He said, we are in the end time. I like you to behave like the Bible is true. Because it is true. Did you hear what I just said? I like us to begin to behave like the Bible is true because it is true. You don't need any extra interpretation. If he says occupy till I come, occupy. Take charge.
That's why we are taking charge. That the person who says Christianity is secondary in Nigeria has not been born. Whether it's a person, an entity, a religious fanatic, a governmental or political organization, whatever, that says Christianity is secondary, subordinate, or irrelevant, they have not born them. They haven't born them.
You cannot be breathing the breath of the owner of the universe and you are saying that his cause is irrelevant. You expire.
Go to Lagos every Sunday. Go to Paracon. Go to Abuja. Go to everywhere. Go to Adamawa. Go to Jalingo. Go to Daraba. Go to everywhere. And see people troop out of church on Sunday morning. And you say those people are irrelevant and those people should be taken for granted and those people don't matter and those people to hell with any devil who has such a mentality. To hell! Somebody say amen. Amen. If he says occupy, go and occupy. Go and occupy. Go and tell the devil you didn't send yourself. That the one who called and sent you said you should come and take charge. And you are here to take charge. I am here to take charge. We are here to take charge. I am here to take charge. We are here to take charge. I am here to take charge. Within the next 5 minutes, I'd like you to pray with all the brutality. Father, I want to fulfill this word. I want to occupy. I want to take charge. I want to fulfill this scripture. I want to fulfill this scripture. I want to fulfill this scripture. I want you to be able to depend on me for my generation. Lift your voice and say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father, thank you for your word to me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Again, say, Father, I thank you for your word to me tonight. I believe your word and I am going. Again, say, Father, thank you for your word to me tonight. I believe your word and I am going to occupy. I am going to take charge. I believe your word and I am going to occupy. I am going to take charge until you come. I am proceeding from here to take charge. Now, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Father, thank you for your word to me tonight. I believe your word and I am proceeding from here to take charge until you come, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I am proceeding from here to take charge. I receive the fire.
I receive the mantle. Hi, ya, 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 ya.
Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Everyone that is here tonight, needing surrender to Jesus' forgiveness for sins, wherever you are, place your hand on your chest as you pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, louder, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. Forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer. Let me see your hand wherever you are. God bless you. Run to the front quickly. Run to the front. Carry your Bibles and your bags and quickly run to the front. Please, can we sit down? I'll give you the count of 10. 1. 2. 3. Don't wait until the last count. 3, 4, 5, 6, come with your bags and Bible. 7, 8, 9, and 10. Lord, I want to know you, man. Lord, I want to see your face.
Lord, I want to do your will.
Keep coming. I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord, in time
and for all eternity.
I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord, in time and for all eternity.
Father, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. Be glorified. You have an addiction that needs to be broken, negative lifestyle that needs to be broken. Please join us forward as well. And I know you will not remain the same. Quickly join us forward.